ओम शांति। So in the song, he was saying, in Sangam Yuga, I have received unlimited love from Baba. So not only we are receiving unlimited love, but we are receiving unlimited treasures from Baba. So the treasures we receive from Baba are knowledge, virtues, powers, and in Sangam Yuga, time, thoughts, relations, contacts, breath, everything is our treasure. And so the topic today has been chosen, how to accumulate and increase our treasures. So in this context, I remember one story that there was one rich man. He had 3 children. And he was wondering now whom to give how much inheritance. So what he decided to see how efficient his children were. So he gave equal amount of money to all the 3 boys and said, okay, after 1 year I'll see who has filled the room with treasures or collection. So one son decided to fill the room with cotton wool so that the whole room is full with cotton wool. Another thought, okay, let me have the treasure of gold and diamond, and he collected that and put it in the room. And the third one, what he did is, through the money that he had, he did some business and increased that money manifold. So he decided, this one is my sensible son, and he gave his most of his inheritance or property to that sensible son. And that's what we find, that Baba is giving us equal, each and every child, whether it's a new, old, from one culture, another culture, one language, another language. He doesn't discern that, okay, this is my new baby, I should give more, or this is my disabled baby, so I should give them more. He gives everyone the same. But now it's up to us to, first is, whatever stock he has got, unlimited treasure, he keeps it open to all of us that, okay, loot whatever you want. Because if you want to loot the powers, naturally, we will have to have good yoga. If we want to loot the knowledge Baba is giving Murli every day, all of us listen to the Murli. But it's not enough just to listen to Murli. One needs to First step is understanding. Second step is churning. And the third step is imbibing the knowledge in our practical life. And then Baba was today emphasizing that not only that you accumulate with yourself, but share it with others. More you share, more it will increase. Material wealth. If we are giving charity to others, your bank balance will be coming now. But this spiritual wealth, more we share with others, more it's going to increase. So it's not just enough that I have knowledge in my intellect and then make it safe by locking my intellect and not sharing it with others and just keeping it in my intellect. And so what we need to do is share our knowledge with everybody and increase it. But naturally we will have to also pay attention in sharing with others, because sometimes some people like to keep on giving knowledge to everybody. And especially Laukic relatives, family members, friends, etc. And there also Baba says, feel the pulse and give. Not that we need to keep on giving yarn to everybody, and especially if they are not receptive or not positive, because sometimes our relatives, family members especially, you know, they get fed up with family member all the time giving yarn, and they say, forget about your knowledge. Don't talk about it to me. And sometimes they insult their family member, especially because we find that more wives are in jnana than husbands, so wife may be so intoxicated, oh, today Baba said like this and that and that and that, and she might be interested in talking about that knowledge at home, and husband will say, forget about your Baba. I don't like your Baba or your knowledge. Keep it with yourself. So then we are not using the knowledge in a worthwhile way, or not using our time in a worthwhile way, because what we need to do is also using our time and energy in a worthwhile way and not wasting it, because that's what Baba has been emphasizing a lot in the last season. Have a saving scheme. See that you are not wasting anything. And so, if I am very intoxicated in giving jnana, even to the course students, if I am very intoxicated and I want to give jnana, so sometimes we find the teacher will keep on giving jnana for 2 hours. The course is supposed to finish in 1 hour, and some of the teachers, however many times we tell them, come on, finish in 1 hour, they never finish before 2 hours. So what has happened? Have they used it in a worthwhile way? Because many times, many Brahmins say, oh, after 45 minutes, our intellect cannot imbibe anything. And especially, I know some of the seniors, they will say, oh, Dadi is giving so much class after Murli, she is keeping on giving jnana, our intellect can't imbibe it now anymore. And they leave the class, even if daddy is giving class. So for themselves, they say, after 45 minutes, our intellect cannot absorb. But for others, we keep on bombarding them with the gyan points. And that's what we have to see, that we need to use a lot of discerning power as how much time I should spend on this soul or a group of soul. Nowadays many times we give group course, so that's also we have to see how much time we need to give it to them. So, time is our treasure. And that's what we have to really value, our time. My time is valuable. It is for, we know that this Sangam Yoga time is very valuable. I can be using this time to create my fortune for 21 births and clear my karmic account of past 63 births. This is the time. So if I value my time, then naturally I'll use my time in an appropriate way. So Baba many times says, you are VVIPs. And VIPs, they have their timetable fixed for months, isn't it? Are we fixing our timetable for the one day also? So naturally, if I value myself, my time, energy, money, everything, then I will plan my day as what I should be doing with my time. How much time I should be spending on my body. Because sometimes some people say, oh, I'm used to sleep for 8 hours, don't tell me to wake up in 6 hours. Because I'm still young, the body is young, I have so much tension in my work, so I need to be fully awake and concentrating throughout the day, so I must sleep 8 hours. Or sometimes people say, okay, I will wake up at 4 o'clock, but I must go to sleep at 8 o'clock at night because I must have my 8 hours complete. So we have to see how much I am spending my time in sleeping, eating or cooking, because some people spend a lot of time on cooking. They like to make nice, elaborate dishes and chop everything so fine. And so they may take long time for cooking, and whole day they might be in kitchen. It's fine if you are cooking once in a while for some guest. But then also, one has to check whether it's my karma yoga. Am I remembering Baba whilst cooking or doing whatever activities? Then my time is not wasted, otherwise my time and energy may be wasted. So my valuable time, I should be, at the end of the day I should check how much time I spend on what and how much charity have I done throughout the day? How many people I have helped throughout the day? Because it may be that we may not get chance to give jnana every day. And then also, because sometimes If we don't have some service, we feel a bit disheartened or depressed or feel that, oh, nobody is giving me chance, and we have so many ways thought that nobody is giving me chance, so and so is getting chance all the time to give course and class and public talks, and I'm not given any chance, I'm not worth, or what is it, or they don't value me, so waste thoughts. And because no service has been our main thrust in the life, that I must do service, service, service. And we forget that we can't do just service by giving lectures or speaking, but we can serve through our vibrations, mansa seva, our actions. And so we need to prepare our timetable of our meditation, our thoughts, our attitude, our interaction with other people, and check how much charity I have been doing throughout the day. So apart from my time, the second valuable thing that I have is my thoughts. And that's where also I have to check what sort of thoughts I'm having throughout the day. Throughout the whole life, we have given full freedom to our mind, think anything, everything. But now, being jnani, I had to pay attention that I am thinking either of Jnan, Baba, so I'm more introvert and not extrovert, because being extrovert and body conscious, before Jnan, we used to all the time looking at everybody, what they are doing, how they are eating, what they are eating, how they are sitting, how they are dressed. Even on the street we will be looking at the shops, window shopping, as what is the modern fashion and what is there displayed in the windows. Looking at others, being attracted by some of the things. And so we were using our time, thoughts, money also, because being body conscious, we were used to, whatever I like, go and buy it. Whatever is the modern, I must have it. The latest fashion, latest hairstyle, specially going to parties and all, if we are attending some function, oh, I must have some makeup and go to the beauty salon. And not everybody is still fully simple and soul conscious, because some people have got their family and socializing and all sorts of things. So they may be spending their time, money, energy on clothes and jewelry and hairstyle and beauty salon and everywhere. So that's where I have to see that I'm not interested in all those things, because that's what today morning Baba was emphasizing. Have unlimited disinterest in the old world. To have powerful yoga, I need to have unlimited disinterest. Because we are transforming gradually from body conscious to soul conscious. And so still we may have some body conscious sanskars. So that's what I had to check, that I am not wasting my time and thoughts by looking at others, thinking about others, talking about others, worrying about others, whether it's family, friends, or worldly people. Also, many times we are not really in a knowledgeful stage. Knowledge is only intellect. We know whatever is happening is according to drama. Every actor is playing their role. If I am stable on drama, will I be asking question why somebody is doing like this, or what is this happening and why this is happening and all? How many questions we had throughout the day? What, why, how, when, etc. This means that I am not knowledgeful. If I am knowledgeful, I have answers to everything. What is happening, why it's happening, when it will happen. Also Baba says, give full stop to past. If I am still thinking about past, it means either I am not knowledgeful or I don't have that power to give full stop to the past. Baba says, don't worry about future. If I am worrying about future, will it happen, not? Will people cooperate with me or not? All sorts of questions. Then, naturally, I am wasting my time thinking about that. Also, my thoughts should not be ordinary. Baba says, ordinary and waste thoughts should not be there. All thoughts should be elevated. So I had to check whether my thoughts are ordinary. What am I going to eat and what am I going to cook? And sometimes, some people think a lot as what am I going to wear today and what did I wear yesterday and what did I wear in the last party and when I met this last time my friends, I should not wear the same thing. Otherwise people will think, oh, I don't have this variety dress, I've got only one dress. So sometimes we think a lot about what other people will think if I'm doing this. Because the reason being, we may not have self-respect. So we are worried about others' opinion, what they will think. And so I had to see that my thoughts are not about past, worry about future or about others' opinion, etc. And my thoughts are powerful, positive and elevated with the faith, that everything will be okay. It's deeper my faith, easy for me to be stable on drama, past was good, present is good, future will be better. That's what Baba says. So do I look at every scene of the present as it's good? Or do I say, oh no, not this, not that, it should not be like this, how come these people are not doing this? That means I'm not stable on drama. Or sometimes we are not stable on karma. Why I am suffering, why people are not nice to me, why they don't appreciate me. So we are not stable on karma, because whatever happening, as we know, is according to karma. If something goes wrong with me, my health, my wealth, my relationship, must be my karma. Or sometimes, we keep on thinking, somebody has defamed me, criticized me, and so we keep on thinking about that, what happened in the past. So as Baba has given us yukti to develop self-respect, I should work on that. Because when I don't have self-respect, then naturally I expect that others should respect me. And I will do everything to receive their respect and not get their criticism. So, Baba has given yuktis, churn on titles that Baba has given, remind me, who am I, have that intoxication. I am special soul. Baba has chosen me. Out of 6 billion people, only 900,000 children Baba has selected. Out of that we are the ones. So we may not be part of 8 or 108 rosary, may not be even part of 16,108, but at least we are part of 900,000. So 5 point some million, billion are still behind us. So we are in the top 900,000. So have that respect, see your own specialities. And then you will not be affected with criticism or defamation or worried about others' opinion. So paying attention to my thoughts whenever I had time, churn jnana, or spread my powerful positive vibrations in the atmosphere and doing some mansa shiva. The third thing is I had to have lot of powers, because powers will lead me to be virtuous, but first I had to concentrate on accumulating powers. Baba is Almighty, He is giving us title Master Almighty Authority. So how many powers I have mastered? And we know the best way to accumulate the powers or virtues is yoga. And to have powerful yoga, naturally we had to pay attention throughout the day on being soul conscious. And also sitting in yoga, what I need to pay attention is I'm not just churning jnana, because that was first stage, churn jnana. I'm not planning service during yoga, because subject is yoga. No? As in a school, no? When teacher is teaching history, students have to pay attention to the subject of history and they can't think about geography or mathematics at that time. So our subject, when we are listening jnana or murli, we should pay attention to the murli. When we are sitting in yoga, our aim should be good concentration. And good concentration is seed state. The best concentration is seed state. So our aim should be, Baba always says, remember 3 dots. I am a soul. Baba is soul. And full stop to past, knowledge, drama. So not sit as a routine in my meditation, because sometimes we just sit as a routine in meditation, but our concentration is not so good. So that's not proper. What we need to do is have such a good concentration, and for that we need to have deep love for Baba. Deeper my love for Baba, my concentration will be better. And so, bhakti, Baba, they think God is omnipresent, but from us it should be omnipresent. Bhakti, they think God is in our heart. So we should have that awareness, Baba is in my heart, Baba is in my eyes, Baba is at the tip of my tongue all the time, Baba, Baba, Baba. So how much love do I have for Baba? Because more deeper the love, easy my concentration, and no labor in my efforts or progress, life will be easy. So not only my concentration should be good at Amratvela, but traffic control, maintaining traffic control, and that also with that awareness that I have to spread vibration all the time, doing my mansa service all the time, wherever I am, whatever I am doing, having that aim that whatever Baba's directions are there, I am doing it with deep love and understanding and really spreading those vibrations every time I am in meditation. Evening meditation, eating in silence, doing karma yoga throughout the day, finding time. 1 minute here and there to have Baba's remembrance. So as much as I remember Baba, that many powers I will accumulate. And I'll be able to share it with the people who need. And as we know, everybody is needing peace, love, happiness, all these virtues and powers they need. Other material things they can go and buy, but not all these virtues and powers. They can't buy from anywhere else. Whereas we are lucky that we are able to receive it from Baba. So more we receive, more we will be able to share with others. And so, as I pay attention to those powers that I have received to implement in my practical life, I will be virtuous. And my presence should help them to feel peaceful or whatever they need, because even our non-living images are able to give them whatever they need. And the bhagats, if they are suffering and distressed, they go in front of the deities. They feel so happy. They forget their sorrow and suffering. So my presence should help them to receive whatever they are needing. Because if I got full stock, accumulated stock, then I'll be able to spread those vibrations and people will receive whatever they need. So my presence should help them. So yesterday we were listening to the experience of some of the Laukik people who define what is beyond greatness. Because somebody wants, context also want to write that book on beyond greatness, and he thought Dadi Janki is a good example. So Brahmins were thinking, what is beyond greatness? What's beyond greatness? And he gave the example that he had arranged a meeting with Dadi Janki, with his CEOs in the company. And before Dadi came to that gathering, everybody was sitting like this and tired and exhausted and stressed. And as soon as Dadi entered the room, before she started speaking, they became alert, active, and they were enthusiastic to listen to what Dadi is saying. So that vibration, her presence, uplifted the atmosphere, and that helped them to have like a new energy or new life. And that's what people think, that God changes the corpse and gives the new life or something. So that's what our virtues and powers should help people, those who are disheartened, to have that hope. Those who are lost zeal and enthusiasm, they get that zeal and enthusiasm. Those who have lost confidence in themselves get encouragement and develop confidence in themselves. That's how we have to help them with our virtues and powers. That in our presence, they feel uplifted and receive whatever they need. And even whilst doing service, because we need to serve everybody, but that awareness should be there. What's my role? Then we are able to serve other people. So I need to really see, remind myself, I am world benefactor. I have to bring benefit to everybody. And service is not only through words, but Baba says, be knowledgeful, loveful and powerful. Not only knowledge, but loveful, powerful. Because as I was saying, people need more love than anything else in the world. They are all the time talking about love, 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 but when they talk of love, they mean just lust. Whereas Baba is giving us that pure, spiritual, unconditional love. More I have accumulated, I'll be able to share it with others. And just as Brahma Baba had always this awareness, I am unlimited father of the whole world, mother of the whole world. And Baba gives us the title of being world mothers. So that awareness needs to be there, that I am world mother, world benefactor, and have that mercy for those who are suffering. No, because sometimes if somebody is angry or jealous or having any impurity, what we do is, we say, oh, they are like this. So we have that negative feeling, oh, they are like this. Whereas what right attitude is, to have mercy for them. Those who are impure, 30 vishes because it has been said that God liberated prostitutes and stone intellect and everyone. So unless I have mercy and love, I will not uplift those souls. Now sometimes we say, oh, Agyani we have mercy but not for Jnani. How come Jnani people are like this? I don't like them. So that expectation that you are Jnani, so you should be like this, and if you are not there, I have negative feeling, whether it's anger or dislike or hatred or all this negative feeling. And negative feeling is lack of positive powers. And that's why I need to see that whatever circumstances, situations, samskaras of people, I'm not having any negative feeling or I'm not influenced by their negativity. My reaction is positive. Just as Baba always maintained that loveful attitude for them. And his love transformed animosity of other people. Now we have many stories how those who were defaming became friendly because his attitude was, you are our friend. Or those who came to murder him with that motive, they regretted and repented and cried. So those who had that negative feeling or they were prepared to do negative action, they changed because of Baba's attitude. In the same way, my attitude and feelings towards everybody should be love, mercy. And my constant intoxication, happiness, bliss should bring those vibrations wherever I go. And also our body, because body, mind, wealth, all we had to serve through them, and that's where we had to see that my body also, I am using my energy for worthwhile causes, not just because people are expecting my time and energy. Because sometimes we want to please our logics or friends or somebody so that they are not criticizing, so we socialize with them, or because we have been doing something for logics, spending time, money, energy for them, we feel, oh, we should continue. But that's where we had to really discern as how long and how much time, money, energy I should use for them, logics. And money also. Sometimes we think, okay, I got money, I'm using for myself. I got time, I have to use it for myself first. And I know many people used to complain, no, when they started living in center, before they were in center, they said, I had my own timetable. I used to spend so much time on studying Murli and having yoga. Now I'm in center, I can't even spend time in meditation and studying Murli or revising Murli, and oh, I'm not happy about that. Because, you know, sometimes that it's such a way, a selfish way, that I want to do it everything for myself. And so if my time, money, energy, I use it for myself, it's not used worthwhile. But economizing them and using it for Baba's service. Because Baba always says, okay, 8 hours for your lokics, 8 hours for your own body, but 8 hours you spend for Baba's service. So are we doing that? Or we have many excuses. Oh, we have family and the job is demanding and this and that and all. Because we have many excuses. Money also. No, we may not surrender every cent of our income, but are we, all of us, giving at least 10% to 20% of our income to Baba's service? We have to check. Because many times, no, we find, yes, people have money to buy new clothes, money to go here, there, do everything else, but when it comes for Baba's service, they'll say, oh, I don't have money. So that's what we had to see, that I'm budgeting my income so that I'm not wasting my money. Because Baba always says, have moderate standard, neither too expensive anything nor too cheap. Because we have one saying in Hindi that those who buy expensive things, they cry only once. But those who buy cheap things, they cry many times, because every time the cheap car will break down and you have to spend money for repair and all, or anything that sometimes we buy too cheap and it's not worth sometimes. So Baba always says, moderate, whether it's your food, whether it's your clothing, whether it's whatever you are doing, it should be moderate, neither too expensive nor cheap. And that's where we had to see, we are budgeting our own expenditure and income also, so that time, money, energy, everything is used in a worthwhile way. And use for others also, not for myself, not only for my family, because even in Lokic life, no, they say, okay, I've got such a big family, so I have to be careful where I spend, how much I spend, we have to buy only this much, because we have a big family, and how big family we have. We have unlimited family. And so we have to think about how to help unlimited people with whatever time, money, energy we have, and economize in everything. Have proper planning, budgeting, etc., so that we are neither depriving ourselves nor depriving anyone. So as we pay attention, because the key word is attention and checking. If I want to really accumulate, I have to pay attention and check. And compare myself with Brahma Baba, not with other human beings. Because before Jnana, we used to always compare ourselves with other friends and family and Lokics. And now it may be with a Lokic Brahman family, but not only that, what we need to do is, every time my thoughts, words, actions, interaction, I should check whether it's like Brahma Baba. what Mama Baba used to do. And if I check with them, then naturally I'll be able to judge myself. And that's what I had to pay attention to, judge myself, not judge others, because we are good in judging others, criticizing others, but I need to really judge myself and see what I am doing, how am I doing, how I am going, and see that I'm accumulating a lot and sharing with others. Because more charity I do, more donation I give now, I'm creating my future fortune. Om Shanti.